I have yet to find a reading that I find more compelling than what we've just been trying to articulate. It seems to me, with all due respect, that the other ways certain Christians view these passages and try to understand forgiveness dilute the power of what Jesus says and dilute the power of what we believe Jesus entrusts. Once again, with respect to the sacraments, Jesus does a whole lot of entrusting to the church, a whole lot of trusting in the church and her ministers. It seems to me that the average Protestant reading of this text seems to bring to the text a preconceived notion, and we articulated this before. It brings a preconceived notion which becomes a prism through which these passages are read. The preconceived notion is the understanding that they have of mediation and instrumentality. You recall we touched upon that. God using mediators and God using instruments. We believe in the church, we believe that the church has come to understand that God makes use of instruments to touch us. And that God makes use of instruments even to touch our hearts, to forgive. And I recall in a theology class that I had that the teacher would say repeatedly, which really struck me, because it kind of shook the ideas that I had from my evangelical days, the more God is merciful, the more he multiplies the instruments. The more merciful God wants to be, the more he's going to use a whole array of instruments to touch us. Very contrary to the thinking of those who believe that the use of any instruments diminishes the intimacy with God. If you recall, we said before, instruments or mediation in human relationships diminishes intimacy. In our relationship with God, mediation does not reduce the intimacy. On the contrary. So, with all due respect for Joel Osteen, we're not on the same page. So, neither are we with respect to what we've been saying, quite simply regarding the keys of the kingdom. When you think about it, to use an image, when we do not love, we turn away from our lover, God, Jesus. And in a sense, we close the gate. So when we go to receive the sacrament of reconciliation, we ask God's minister to reopen the gate that we closed. You have been entrusted the keys, of course, in communion with all of us. Please reopen the gate because I want that channel of love always to remain open. Reconciliation reopens paradise to us. Reconciliation reopens paradise to us. Okay, a few more thoughts here. So, as we stated regarding each sacrament, there's something that is brought to the table. So, for baptism that we saw, we need water. Otherwise, we're up the dry creek. For Eucharist, we bring bread and wine. For confirmation, we must bring oil. What do we bring to the table for reconciliation? What is the matter for reconciliation? What does Jesus take hold of so to embrace us in this particular way, that whereby Jesus touches and loves us? Any idea? Our sins. You must bring your sins to the table. Jesus is really actually very happy when you do that. That's what we bring to the table. And it is in confessing those sins that Jesus takes hold of us. How creative, Jesus. How kind of you. As I give to him all of those unloving acts, he takes hold of me. He embraces me. A very particular, peculiar gesture of Jesus. An awesome gesture. Important to keep in mind, because although we may be saddened by our sins, we ought to go to confession. We ought to receive the sacrament with joy. We shouldn't be dragging our feet. Again, the challenge to rise above the sadness and to look at our forgiver. If we can do that, then we go, you know, running through the fields with joy all the way to church.